talking at continuation. Well, you know, even if the excrements hit the fan, what do you say? I've been following the Russia-Ukraine special military operation that now I guess turned into more of a war. And although war is what can you say? It's stupid and terrible. And dangerous, because they are these nuclear weapons, extra dangerous. But still, one thing that strikes me, have to be a little, you know, see the good side of everything. At least that, what's going on over there seems, you know, it seems there is kind of a new modern way of warfare. High precision, very efficient use of weapons, and using, you know, drones and AI and all kinds of things to mainly destroy these heavy expensive machinery that weapons are today. Of course, also killing a lot of soldiers, but well, up there in Ukraine, a few hundred thousand so far. I don't know exactly the number, but now it's getting heavy. Some say 1,000 Ukrainians a day. Not necessarily dead, but out of combat. And but it actually seems that at least the Russians, if we shall believe, I mean, the different sources that I find reliable, neutral ones, that are studying the situation actually pretty much in detail, that not that many civilians are injured or killed. They are, as I said, using high precision weapons to destroy military facilities and, of course, vehicles, military vehicles with soldiers in them. So, yes, a lot of death. But then it seems that, you know, well, some of those soldiers are just basically kidnapped and put there, Ukrainian soldiers. And there are the professional legal troops that are also significant on both sides, as far as I understand. So yeah, you want to get out and fight and kill and do all that fun that you do in your computer games, but do it for real. Hey, very realistic, cool, right? And yeah, get out there. you'd like to kill, then, well, maybe you have to learn to like to get killed too, because that's the name of the game. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, but, you know, these kind of warrior-like people have always been around, and if they want to go out there and kill each other and get their anger out, then, well, let them do so and learn from that. But I also learned from my guru that, well, this world is like different leveled, and some people, they just like peace and cooperation, and, you know, they refuse to get out there and fight. And it might just be that we can hope that if we are such persons, then we can stay away from this and let them fight somewhere else. And yeah, the Russians are destroying buildings, entire villages and towns and cities on their way there and from the east into Ukraine. But of course, many of those living in those are Russian-speaking and even ethnic Russians. So, and I heard that in Mariupol, for instance, they have already, which the Russians kind of took over some time ago, they've already restored the damaged buildings and the whole infrastructure, again from usually reliable source, neutral sources. So, there are it seems to me people, influential, you know, people and trends and waves going in the peace direction, that, you know, if they can't get these stupid leaders to stop, then at least we can, you know, try to do it in a civilized way. I guess when people get rid of their homes and not getting proper food and all that, and now the winter comes, then that's tough. So, we just have to hope that this is over soon.